Think, how many knows how to sing a cappella? Have you ever learned those words? We're going to do something a cappella. You play with us. You're going to play with us. Victory in Jesus. Y'all play Victory in Jesus. Can you play Victory in Jesus? Come on, go ahead. He ain't never heard that song. DC never heard Victory in Jesus. He's probably played it in his sleep more than he has in his waking up. Amen. Today, we're commemorating Memorial Day, and we had the victory because of two different sets. First off, we have the set of the soldiers. All the soldiers and all the people that went overseas and even here that defend us every day. We can never repay the debt for what they've done for us. It's an amazing thing. And a lot of times, until the Iraq War and Afghanistan War, we had kind of lost touch with what's going on because we hadn't stricken home very, very much. But now with Iraq and Afghanistan, now we see it in our own area. We see people that, you know, the tombs and the memorial stones for all those that have died in service to defending our freedom. Our freedom is so precious. We should never, ever, ever take for granted our freedom. We should always be voting. We should always do everything we can for civil duty. Because think about what these other guys and women did for us. So now we're going to sing Victory in Jesus. And we're getting ready to start in Memorial Day service. But God's so awesome. Amen. Ready? Go ahead, DC. Start us out.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansed.
Come on, do it again.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He sends me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Glory! Glory! You can be, well, you can, yeah, be seated. DC, can you run to my office and get me my PowerPoint? Cleanse the flood, yeah. DC, it was really funny when DC was little. We'd make up words to songs on the way to school every day. We made up words to songs, and then we'd get in church, and he would make up words to the songs, but he couldn't think about them. And sometimes it's kind of funny because we're reading one thing, but you're hearing him say another thing. Go ahead, Vicky. I'm glad you did that. Go ahead. And I'm glad they trust me enough to let me play with them. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pull one out today, and just in case it don't work, Patrick has been y'all's blessing in disguise. That is, a man was selling vacuum cleaners and knocked on the door of a remote farmhouse. When the lady of the house opened the door, he walked in and immediately dumped a bag of dirt on the floor. "Now," boasted the salesman, "I want to make a bargain with you. If this super duper whopper whooper new vacuum cleaner doesn't pick up every bit of this dirt, I'll eat what's left." She walked in the room and come back and said, "Here's your spoon. We don't have electricity." All right, so here you go. Now, thanks to Patrick, he said this is for your new joke book. My wife yelled from upstairs and asked, "Do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?" The husband replied, "No." So she responded with, "How about now?" Well, Patrick, you helped me out there, bro. But you laughed at both of them. That's right. That's right. And it is an honor to be able to play praise and worship every Sunday to the one. Number one, the one that we praise and worship to, number one, is God. And then we want to lead. We pray every Sunday morning, "Help us praise you, God, and help us lead others in praise to you." And so it's just an honor. Amen. So now Memorial Day. Now I always revolve around something to do with battle. I am in Scripture, and this year the Lord dropped one verse in my head, and so I'm going to expound on that verse, and I hope that it will do something for you like it did for me. It really shored me up and helped me in my own battles to know that something special is getting ready to happen. But before we do that, I want to tell you something here. First, we're going to talk about Memorial Day, and get your Bible out and turn to Revelation chapter 13. But let's go ahead and go with this. I want to show you first the sacrifices that were made. Now, these numbers can vary a little bit, but depending on who's taking, where you're getting your information from, because some people don't have more available to them. Okay. So first, the Civil War, over 625,000 people died in the Civil War. These are American deaths. World War One, 116,516. World War II, 405,399 Americans lost their lives. Total killed in World War II was 35 million. And again, that can vary depending on what stats that you're using. And then let's go a little bit further here. In Korea, there was 35,516 Americans. That's not including all the others that may have died. And then in Vietnam, 58,209. And the total killed in Vietnam, listen to this, total killed during the Vietnam War was 3,435,000. Wow, that's a lot of people. And then this one here just keeps changing, but I'm going to try to give you the most accurate count. And then there is the Desert Storm. Was 293. That was the least, 293. Afghanistan, and this number changes constantly, 2,216 plus. Iraq, 4,497 plus. Now, these, like I said, these the statistics, you can look other places and you might see them different. So it's not an awful one. That is just the closest that I could get to what I felt like was accurate. And the Marines, of course, they talk about this too. The sacrifice of one's life for their country is truly an awesome act. And the Marines told us this, that here's one of their mottos, and that is, "All gave some, but some gave all." All gave some, but some gave all. And today we want to honor those who set a great example of faith for us to follow. Because the Bible says, "No greater love than this can a man have than he lay down his life for his friends." And so there's people right now that died for you that don't even know you. And you don't know them. But they did not have to know your name to die for you. That's powerful. Very, very powerful. Now I want to take it, like I said, because of things like this, don't take your freedoms lightly. Make sure that you vote. And I'm not going to tell you how to vote. You have to vote according to your conscience, and I will never, ever go against you if you go to vote however you vote, because everybody has that right to vote. And whatever freedom that you have because those men and women that freely gave their life, make sure that you take advantage of that freedom, because I'd hate to think that they died in vain. Amen? That's right. So here we go. Matter of fact, I want us just to give a round of applause and praise to the young men and women and older men and women that died for us during all these wars. Can you just give the Lord a hand clap of praise? Amen. There's just been too much go on, you know, and still going on that you know, and right now, you can even look now, and if you look in statistics, there's something that's been kind of amazing to me in the statistics, and that is just the war on terror. If you look at the war on terror, that's a whole different way to calculate, and that number was so phenomenal, you know, and I started to put it in there, and I just left it alone for right now, but I will bring it up. It was so amazing to think about this, but here's where the Lord started dealing with me. Okay, and I want to do this. I want to write this for y'all and show y'all this today. You know, today we remember another great sacrifice for our freedom. Okay, we've been thinking about what those guys did. I want you to think about this now. This great sacrifice is Jesus, Christ, and His cross. Now, watch this carefully. Listen carefully. The difference in these memorials that we give for these other people, they were the ones who answered the call, and we thank God for it. But Jesus answered before the call. Wow, what you think about it? All these other guys answered when the phone rang, when the call came, they answered. But Jesus answered before it ever rang. I want you to remember this now, because this is the premise of this whole message right here. And I really, really want you to get a good thing or get a good thought behind this. And I'm going to get y'all to help me preach today. But I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Stand for the reading of the word. Revelation 13, verse 8. I really hope and pray that this does for you what it did for me. How many believe that God is as good as His word? How many believe that God would ever tell you a lie? No, I don't believe He would tell me a lie. I believe He'd tell me the truth. Amen? Amen? I believe that God would do what how many believe that whatever God said He could do, He can do? How many believe that whatever God said already, if He's already said it, although it has not happened, here's where I want y'all to get this today. Although He has already said it, but it's not already done, because it came out of His mouth, it's as good as done. That's right. So y'all getting ready to help me preach a little bit. Ready? Let's watch this. First, let's read this. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, because in Memorial Day, we're preaching from Revelation, and I said, Lord, we need something from Revelation for Memorial Day, because it's just such a very powerful, powerful holiday. Commemoration, remembering all those that had died. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him whose names are not written. Here it goes. In the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Wow. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I want you to expound on that. Let's pray first. Father, we love You, Lord. We praise Your name. We thank You for Your grace, Your mercy. We thank You, God, that You are alive and You are well. And God, we know, God, that You're working in our hearts and our lives right now. And God, I know, Lord, there's people out there right now, Lord, that need a promise fulfilled in their life. They need to see You move in their life. They need to see what You've already promised them come to pass. And it's so simple and easy for the devil to harass them and tell them that it's not going to happen, that God gave them a falsehood, that His word is, God is not as good as His word. But today, Lord, let the people see that You are as good as Your word and know without a shadow of a doubt that what You promised, You are more than able to fulfill. In the name of Jesus, we love You and we praise Your name. On the way, look, everybody be seated on the way down. Tell somebody, the past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us, and nothing shall be impossible. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Y'all can be seated. Y'all are all looking so good today. I'm telling you, y'all guys, y'all are making a good memory in my head right now. Y'all are looking so good today. Amen. So here we go. Get ready. Now, here's the key to this. Here's your key. Get ready. When it comes, look, here it is. Here it is. The book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Let me just expound on that a little bit. Of course, that word slain is talking about the cross, and the Lamb is talking about Jesus. But wait a minute. Jesus died 2,000 years ago. According to the Bible, creation, the creation story starts 6,000 years ago. We can go back and forth in creation science and all that stuff. I'm not here for all that. I'm just going to give you this. You go back 6,000 years ago for the creation of the world, and that's 6,000 years. You go back 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross, and in Revelation, though, it takes it further back than that. It says, the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. That word foundation literally means the creation of everything. Matter of fact, it's even further than that. It means, not only does it mean before the creation of everything, it means that while it was still a thought in God's mind, the world had not been created yet. When it was still a thought in his mind, the Bible said that he had already had a divine counsel with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And it says, now when I create these people, they're going to fall and they're going to need redemption. And Jesus said, I'll go, Father. And so it says, okay, you know that there's going to come a time when you're going to be on that cross. But because God's word, when he speaks it, is good as done. It's just as good as if he'd already been on that cross when God spoke it before the world was ever created. Whoa! That's powerful. The Romans did not kill Jesus. The religious folks did not kill Jesus. The Bible said that Jesus gave up his life freely for us. The other stuff was just tools and instruments that were there to bring forth the crucifixion. But let me tell you something. Before he ever carried that cross up Calvary's Hill, it was done. Some of you here right now, you're waiting for your miracle. You got to understand, you've got the promise here. You've got the promise, but the promise moves from here to here. But now you got to see the promise here and here. But if you'll hold on, if God gave you the promise and you accepted it and it moved to your heart, it will move to your hands if you'll just back off and let God be God. Amen? So that's why it says now. Here's the key word here. Before. Y'all say before. Come on now. I want to hear more than that. At the same time. There you go. Okay, here we go. Get ready. When I point to you, I want you all at one time to say before, okay? Okay, get ready. Watch this. This is cool. Before God created the heavens and the earth, Jesus had already put Calvary in his mind, and because God already had it in his mind, and he already ordained it to be done, it was good as done, it was over, done with, you couldn't change it, it was done. So before the heaven and the earth were created, Jesus had already died. Amen? Watch it. Before sin ever came, the cure was already pronounced. Isn't that cool? Before sin ever took over, it was already taken care of. Before Satan fell and took one third of the angels, Jesus, it was already done. It was a done deal. Get ready. God made a man and said it was very good. It was his redemption was already secure. The first bite of that forbidden fruit, guess what? Before the first bite, the cure was already taken care of. There you go. I like that. You get it there loud, buddy. I love it. Keep it coming. Abraham was given the promise that his seed would be mighty. Well, Judah was given promise that the scepter would be given to his seed. There you go. Before, let me tell you something. God has everything under control. Somebody say he's got it under control. You may be dealing with something today and wonder, what in the world am I going to do? I'm here to tell you something. You don't might not know what you're going to do, but God already has a plan. And if God's got a plan, get out of his way, let him work it, and watch what God can do. Amen? Here we go. Get ready. You're doing good, bro. I love it. I love it. Get ready. Well, oh, I'm a little slow. Now I'm getting slow. Ready? One more time. There you go. Before Gabriel appeared to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, before they saw him set his face like a flint, it was already set. The garden and the trial and the beatings and the mockings and the cross, it was already done. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. That's awesome. Yes. Watch this. He cried, it is finished. It was already done. The empty tomb, it was already done. The resurrection, it was already done. Now watch this. Let's take it deeper. Y'all want to go deeper? Somebody say, let down the plow, Pastor. Let down the plow. This is the part that gets me really excited. This right here, if this don't get you wood, if this don't like set your wood on fire, your wood's wet. Okay, ready? Get ready. You're getting there. You're getting there. Ready? See, if everybody was excited as you, brother, we'd have a ball today. Ready? All right, here we go. Get ready. Watch this. Let me set it up first. Let's go to the next level. Psalm 139. Amen. Somebody, look, I'm gonna read Psalm 139 to you. I got it written down here somewhere where I can read it. Amen. Praise God. There it is. There she goes. I put two pages. Psalm 139. If you got your Bible, you can get it out. If you don't, that's okay, because I'm going to put it back up here again in just a minute. Psalm 139. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, in the dark places, curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance was fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts toward me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, there would be more than number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Now, ready? Let's take it a little different. The New Living Translation. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book before you were born. Every day was already recorded. Wow. Every moment was laid out before a single day. Listen to this. Every moment of your life was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. And let me just do one more. Thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I'm marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made. Bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Life is an open book. You watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life are spread out before you. The days of my life were prepared before I was even lived one day. Your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful, God. I never comprehend them. I can't even begin to count them any more than I could count the sand of the sea. Oh, let me rise in the morning and live with you. Always. Whoa. That is powerful. So get ready. We're getting ready to do it again. Now again, I put this up here so y'all can see this. God knows us, he's with us, he made us, he hears us, he leads us. Okay? I just read that to you, but I wanted you to have it so you could see it, so you know that that it was the Word. Amen. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. But I want to take it over here to New Living Translation. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. You made the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before one single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I cannot even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand, and when I wake up, you are still with me. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Wow. Now get ready. I'm going to do it again. You got to do before. Y'all ready? Y'all practice it. All right. One more time. There you go. Y'all getting it. One more time. That's right. You, and a child shall lead them. That's cool. It's you on the front row. Ready? One more time. Why are you saying we keep doing it? Because I want you to get this inside your spirit. This will change your perspective. When you walk out this door, you won't see things the same way. If you can get this perspective, if you can change the way you see this. So ready? Ready? Watch this. He knows me inside and out. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. He already knows me inside out before I was ever born. He already had died for me. Amen? He knows how complicated I can be. Some of y'all, can y'all be complicated? That's good. Can any of y'all ever be complicated? I see people going, look. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. He made you complex. He wired you. I can't help it if he wired you weird. And me too. Okay. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the womb. Watch this. He knows everything about me from the beginning to the end. You saw me when I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Watch this. Here's a good one. He loves me anyway. Woo! He loves you anyway. No matter what you've been, what you've done, where you come from, where you're going, he loves you anyway, and he wants the best. He says, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand, and when I wake up, you are still with me. So here we go. Let me go ahead and do this. I'm getting ready to close. I know y'all think I'm telling you something, but I'm really mean it this time. You saw me before I was born. Look, Ephesians 1 and 4. You say, well, that's good in the Old Testament. What about something in the New Testament? Watch this. Ephesians 1 and 4, New Living Translation. Even before he made the... Get ready. I hope you're ready for this. Y'all go ahead and take a deep breath. In through your nose, hold it, and out through your mouth. You may need that one twice because I'm getting ready to show you. Even before he made the world, God loved us, and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault in his eyes. Even before he made the world, look at this one, Ephesians, let's get the message. Long before he laid down the earth's foundation, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love. He made us whole and holy with his love. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Before you were ever born, God already seen you. He already knew you. He knew how complicated you can be. He knew that sometimes, maybe not all the time, you may even have a stinking attitude. Don't look around, just go. And he still loved you. And he died for you. So we want to remember not only the guys that died for us in the war, but I want to remember what Jesus did for us too. Look, Jesus died for me. And not only did he die for me, he designed a plan for me before I was ever born. Do you know God's got a plan for you before you were ever born? He already knew what you were going to do. You say, why does all these things always happen to me? You know why? Because that's part of the plan. Well, I thought if I was going to be in the ministry, I thought if I was going to be a child of God, everything would be hunky-dory. Since I said yes to God, everything's falling all to pieces. Sometimes they fall all to pieces so that you can fall together with His plan. Amen? Don't look at it as things falling to pieces. Look at it as things falling together. Amen? So here we go. Get ready to close. DC, BJ, y'all coming up here. Y'all come on and play something. Never forget the ones and the one who died for us. Remember, all those people that gave their lives in all these wars, they answered the call. But the greatest one who died for us, He answered the call before there was a call. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Some of you here right now, you're thinking God don't see you. God don't understand where you're at. You know, but watch this. If God said it, He's as good as His word. If God told you everything was going to be okay, guess what? Everything's going to be okay. It may not come out the way you want it, but God knows what you need. You got to trust God in all of this. God is as good as His word. Jesus died for you before you were ever born. Not just 2,000 years ago, but before the earth was ever created, there was an eternal plan. And when there's an eternal plan, it's as good as done. Everybody stand. Why do we always fret? I'm guilty too. We always fret. We go to His Word. We find the Word, Scripture that goes according to our promise, to our problem. We hold on to it until our nerves can't handle it. Satan tries to play games with our head, and we just put the word down and fix it ourselves. God says, if my word says it, it's as good as done. Hold on to it. You can't judge God's faithfulness in the battle you're in right now. There's too many arrows flying. There's too many bullets flying. There's grenades going off around you. You can't judge God's faithfulness in the face of the battle. You have to have it already figured out before you get in the battle. And you figure it out by looking back. Has God always been faithful? Has God always did what He said He was going to do? Is God's promises good yesterday? And the day before is going to be good for me today. God's got this. God's got it. God's got this. With every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today, and first off, if you know things aren't right between you and God, I don't have to tell you. I don't have to beat you up. I don't have to follow you with a Bible and beat you over the head. You know if everything's okay between you and God. Because God loves you that much. He formed you. And before He formed you, He knew where you're going to be at today. He already knew today, at this hour, you would be here or watching on Facebook, or even if it's watched later on Facebook or on YouTube, months down the road, He'll know that you were going to be there to see this. If you're having problems between you and God, today is the day. Right now. Because God is as good as His word. He says He's faithful and just. Faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we come boldly to the throne of grace, we will find grace to help in our time of need. That's not my word. That's God's word. And God is as good as His word. So right now, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you know it's not all right between you and God, put that hand up. Just put it up for a minute and put it back down. Put it up and put it back down. God bless them. God bless them. God bless them. I want you to remember, God is as good as His word. He's faithful and He's just. Right now, also, if you're in this place and you're going through trials, and the trials are about to drive you crazy, and you want so bad to fix it, well, let me tell you something. If you're going through spiritual trials right now, the Bible says we don't wrestle flesh and blood, but we wrestle principalities and powers. We wrestle Satan, not people. Oh, we may be having our battle with people, but it's Satan that's trying to control the shots. If you try to fix it without incorporating God, then all you're going to do is make a bigger mess. And then think God failed you. God didn't fail you. Remember, whatever He said in His Word, He's as good as His Word. But you got to back off and let Him do it. He knows the timing. He knows when it's going to take place. He knows how to make it work. If you're here today and you're tired of taking matters in your own hands, and hopefully you've got a different revelation, a new perspective of God today in your life, would you put that hand up and say, you know what, I'm tired of fighting on my own. I just need to give it to God. Can you put that hand up? I'm tired of fighting on my own. I'm just going to give it to God. I can't handle it anymore. Guess what? That's the first part of freedom right there. That's the first part of victory. That's how you walk in His victory. Let's pray together, everybody. Lord, I give You me. I thank You that Your promises are true and they always are sure. I thank You, God, that I don't have to fret because You're in control. It does not mean there won't be pain, but You give me a promise that You'd walk through the pain with me and You'd bring comfort. I thank You right now, God, that You have a plan for me. And that plan was developed before I was ever born. And You already know where I'm getting ready to end up, what I'm getting ready to do, even if it's doing something crazy. I give it to You right now, God. Help me. Help me to stand back and trust You in all of this. And Lord, we thank You for all the men and the women who died keeping us safe. And I ask You, Lord, to bless their memory and to bless their families and their seed. In the name of Jesus we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Y'all really are looking good today. I know you can't help it. I took my glasses off. You're looking even better. God is so good all the time. All right. Going out here Tuesday night. We started something last Tuesday night, and it's really, 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 really awesome, but it's on communication. And after this, we're going to go to Triggers. But this was just something I really felt led to do, and it was very productive last week and a lot of input. So please. Please, if you don't have anything else to do on Tuesday night, come on out. You'll really be blessed. God's working. Everybody happy? Happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, happy. Brother, we dismiss us in prayer.